history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number three of our show. And, of course, the lovely lady Claire is sitting behind me. Before we get back to her, I do want to comment on a follow-up to the story about the protesters in Spain surrounding the parliament and telling the government, basically, get out. You're doing a terrible job. And good for them. But apparently, along with getting rid of the current regime in Spain, the Spanish people are saying they want to leave the European Monetary Union. They want out of the euro. Again, we could easily see the United States go into Spain to help keep that government and banking system in power. Because if the Spanish government falls, and the new government coming in is saying, we're out of the euro, we're out of the European Union, that will start a cascade of debt defaults all across Europe, all of which are tied into these credit default swaps being sold by Wall Street.
Now, Mike, I have a question for you on that.
Sure.
Is Spain not a member of NATO?
Spain is, in fact, a member of NATO.
So wouldn't it maybe be a little bit more logical that they would look to NATO rather than the U.S. per se? I mean, that would look awfully kludgy to have U.S. troops in the streets of Spain.
Spain can't go to NATO for troops in the streets of Spain because NATO is not being attacked from without by Russia or the enemy.
All right.
So whatever any military intervention is going to look kludgy no matter what happens.
Okay.
And it could be a U.S. covert intervention.
Yes.
Send in CIA assassins to kill the leaders of the protest movement.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if the Spanish government falls, if they step down and a new incoming Spanish government leaves the euro, Spain will have defaulted on its debts. There's no way they can pretend it's not a default, and that's
right.
Going to start this whole implosion of the credit default swaps that Wall Street sold against Europe's debts. Wall Street does not have the cash reserves to pay off those credit default swaps.
Nope.
Gee, I wonder where they plan on getting that money.
Yep.
Okay, and again, only have as much money in the bank as you need to cover your obligations and keep the rest under your own control at home. Take advantage of the temporarily depressed prices of physical silver, physical gold. Grab what you can and keep it under your control. The banks are not safe. They're already out there trying to sell the idea that it is legal for the bankers to loot your savings account and your safety deposit boxes to keep the most holy and sacrosanct banks in business for another few days.
Absolutely.
What's next on your list?
I'd like to talk about Obama and the game of drones, pun intended. The events of Boston were horrific and terrible, and any kind human person, your heart has to go out to people who really got hurt and the families of the people who died. But what happened in Boston is what happens on a consistent basis in those countries where President Obama believes he has the right and moral authority and legal justification to bomb the bad guys, the alleged bad guys.
Yeah, alleged,
yeah.
Suspect bad
yeah.
guys. They've not had their day in
no.
court. There has been no evidence presented of guilt
mm-hmm.
beyond a reasonable doubt. There's no jury. It is simply they're out there in these countries with which we are not officially at war.
Right.
And the U.S. operatives are out there handing out money saying, we've got reward money, name a terrorist, and you get all these freshly printed paper and ink things.
Yep.
And, some guy who just needs the money, or some guy who's, you know, his business competition, two bakers on the town square, and
mm-hmm.
one baker names the other baker as a terrorist, boom, drone strike destroys him, his shop, and a bunch of his customers, and now the sole surviving baker has all the business to himself.
Got the monopoly.
And we gotta take a break for commercials. We'll come back to this after these words from our sponsors.
Okay.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, For a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core.
Aloha, welcome back to the show here, and I just got a listener email saying, you know, how come we're not hearing about that Texas fertilizer explosion? A lot more people were killed on that, much more property damage. It just sort of came and went. Obama went down there and got his photo op speaking at the funerals.
But that was an industrial accident.
It was an industrial accident. Yeah. It can't be blamed on Muslims.
Nope.
It can't be used to sell the war.
Nope.
It's actually an embarrassment for the federal government because
mm-hmm.
OSHA cited this factory for improper storage of these highly explosive chemicals.
And it never got fixed.
And it never went back.
Yeah.
Never followed up. It's like Minerals Management Service with the Deepwater Horizon, SEC with Bernie Madoff. It's a huge embarrassment. Right now, what we're seeing on the corporate media is, if it makes Muslims look bad, it's headline news. If it makes the government and corporations look bad, it's out of the
yes.
rotation. You dare say anything bad about corporations, you will be fired. Which, as like those Fox News reporters on the bovine growth hormone lawsuit were.
Mm-hmm.
What is it you want to talk about next?
Well, I'd like to continue with the concept of the game of drones. There was a writer who said, how could someone be so evil with the two explosions? But the two explosions, Mike, are very simply the quote-unquote double tap, as it's called, by the military when the second bombing hits the first responders in these foreign countries.
Well, I'm not sure that's accurate, because the image that seems to be appearing from Boston is mm-hmm. that the explosion right across the street from the Boston Library
mm-hmm.
was just smoke and black powder.
That was planned.
That was the one
yeah.
that was announced on the Boston Globe's tweet, a controlled
okay.
explosion as part of the ongoing drill.
Mm-hmm.
It was only the second explosion that was set off to actually kill and wound and injure people.
Got it.
To be sold as massive terror attack.
Right.
But you're absolutely right. Three people were killed. We don't know how many were wounded. They're claiming 200, but we know a lot of what is being shown to us in the corporate media are the hired actors
yeah.
with fake blood that were there for the bomb drill, and they're mm-hmm. just trying to magnify this thing. But with every single drone strike into a foreign nation that we are not officially at war with,
mm-hmm.
for every one terror suspect
who has never been given their day in court.
Never they did in
yeah.
court. An average of 50 innocent bystanders are killed. 50, 5-0. Women, children, old men, everybody are wiped out with every single one of these drone strikes.
Mm-hmm.
And to the American corporate media, it's no big deal. It's necessary. There's a war on terror. They're Muslims. You shouldn't care about them at all.
And what concerns me about this with President Obama's mindset that he can kill anyone, anywhere, and has the legal and moral justification.
Yes, we can kill whoever we want, wherever we want, whenever we want, and nobody can stop us.
And so, therefore, it is not that big a leap of logic for this administration to believe that they can extrajudicially kill and assassinate Americans who have not had due process here. I mean, Obama said
they've already come out and they've said as much. And as I reported earlier in the show, it's just been announced the United States is going to start constructing six what they're calling drone test centers all across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're just testing drones, you only need one test facility.
Right.
And there are, by the way, already flight test facilities. Edwards Air Force Base. Why aren't you using that for testing?
Right.
How about you have, the flight test facility on the Atlantic coast? You can use those. The only reason to be building six of these drone facilities across the country is they are the points from which attacks against Americans are going to be launched.
They're planning on using them.
They're going to use them.
Yeah. And I mean, the prelude for that was pretty much set with the NDAA, which Obama signed, which allows the president to order the military to arrest and indefinitely incarcerate any American for, quote-unquote, giving aid and comfort to the enemy, whatever that means. The language is so loosey-goosey that it's impossible to really nail down.
And understand that right now, just talking about the Constitution is now construed as potential terrorism. And it's completely out of control. The biggest terrorist in the United States of America right now is the federal government. They're trying to terrorize you into silence
mm-hmm.
with all this hollow point ammunition that they're buying, all this data snooping that's completely out of control. It looks like CISPA is going down to defeat in the Senate over privacy concerns, and yet we understand that Obama has already implemented most of it through executive order and granted blanket immunity to all of the telecommunication companies that are helping them spy on you.
Mm-hmm. So we see the stage being very carefully set. We see a massive militarization of our police departments. I mean, I remember as a kid, there were such things as neighborhood cops. And you could say hi to them, and they seemed to be relatively nice, reasonable people. But my gosh, looking at all the equipment and all the toys that the police departments are getting these days, usually with grants from Homeland Security.
Meaning your tax dollars.
Yeah. I mean, Houston already has two weaponizable drones that were part of a grant from Homeland Security. Now, I can't believe, Michael, that they would have gotten those unless they really intended to use them and ultimately weaponize them.
Well, the drones in question down there in Houston, when we say they're weaponizable, it's basically the attachment points and the frames are already on the drone
mm-hmm.
to carry a shotgun, a tear gas canister, a device that shoots taser bullets, various other things like that. Now, if you've ever seen these drones in flight, they are not stable platforms. They shake around a lot. Every little breeze shakes them back and forth. The idea that these drones can target a truly guilty individual in a crowd is ridiculous. These are terror weapons from the sky.
Yes.
They're just out there to scare everybody. Get away from the city hall. We don't want to hear your complaints about poverty and hunger anymore. It's flogging with all the modern improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Flogging you away back to your slave pens with the drones. That's what they're there for. By the way, have you noticed, very funny thing, at least around here, a while back we were talking about how easy it would be to bring down one of these police drones, these hovering drones, using those little cheap radio-controlled helicopters they were selling at the shopping malls. All of a sudden, All the kiosks at our shopping mall that were selling those helicopters are gone.
Not a one left, That's chicken skin.
Yep.
Yes. And I'd also like to talk about, again, one of the elements of this push towards war against Syria and Iran. Israel got a really nice gift the last time Chuckie Hagel was there. And that gift was a ton of weapons that were selling at discounted rates to Israel, which will enable them to see further, penetrate further into what Iran is doing. But I don't for one second, Michael, believe that Israel is going to take on Iran alone. Do you?
No. Their goal is for the American children to fight Israel's wars. They're what Israel is planning to do. I mean, look what they did with the attack on the USS Liberty. Israel attacks the USS Liberty. They blame Egypt for it. Had the ship sunk, America would have been at war with Egypt. Your kids fighting wars against Israel's enemies. That's what they also tried to do with the Levant affair. When Israeli agents were blowing up British and American assets, they bombed an American diplomatic facility, planted evidence to frame Egyptian Muslims for that whole situation. This is how Israel operates. Those Israeli children are far too precious to risk in war. That's what the American kids are for. So what Israel is going to do is they will attack Iran. They'll bomb their nuclear facilities. They'll bomb as much of the military infrastructure as they can. Then they're going to skedaddle back to Israel and say, please save us from these evil Iranians. And the U.S. Senate's already voted through a resolution saying, even if Israel starts this war, the U.S. is committed to go in and put your children between Iran and Israel so your children get to stop the bullets from Iran's retaliation. In other words, the U.S. Senate has just transferred the war powers of this nation over to a foreign government.
They've outsourced it.
They've outsourced it. And Israel doesn't fight their own wars. They're not even very good at it. Look at the last Lebanon war. And, you know, we were giving them all these weapons. And I remember before this Chuck Hagel deal went through, they were saying, if we give Israel all these advanced weapons, they will feel less threatened by Iran and they won't start a war. Okay, this from the same government that insists you can't own certain shotguns and semi-automatic rifles because you will be hopelessly tempted to go out and do bad things with them.
Yeah, it's more than a little bit scary. And taking a look at the calendar, May 1st is coming up next week.
Yes, it is.
If we are looking at a war waged against Iran in June, there's not a lot of time. The Obama administration's running out of time.
Yeah, because last year Obama made a commitment to Netanyahu, was part of his deal to get to be president again. To the effect that if Iran had not simply shut down all of their entire nuclear infrastructure, their power stations, their medical isotopes, all of those things, and groveled before Israel, that the U.S. would militarily intervene in Iran. Of course, we know the U.S. real agenda has nothing to do with Iran's power station.
Yes.
The real agenda is to smash one of the last few countries on Earth that do not have a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, and to shackle Iran's oil sales back to the dollar. That is the real U.S. agenda here. It's just that Israel's desire for war with Iran and the U.S. desire for war with Iran happen to overlap, and Israel's taking advantage of that. We are coming up on the end of the segment. I know we've got a caller on the line, but we're going to have to wait till after the commercial break, and then we'll take that phone call. So, again, wars are rarely started for a single reason. You just get a group of leaders and nations who all have the same idea. I would like to invade this country for whatever. And it doesn't matter what the whatever is. They're just in agreement. It's time to make war on this. And that's why we're on the road to war with Iran, which could easily mean war with China and Russia. And if you don't already know it, those two countries really do have weapons of mass destruction. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
And aloha, welcome back to our show. And this is kind of a really good idea. Apparently, comedian Nathan Fielder urged his fans and audience to start sending text messages back and forth pretending to be drug dealers. And apparently they're doing it. All these kids are out there saying 2 grams for $40. Of course, it's all this surveillance of social media is going nuts. It's an epidemic. They're out there. Everybody's dealing drugs. And of course, it's a big joke. It's all just a big joke. Mm. That's the reason, up at the top of whatreallyhappened.com every day, we have our Department of Homeland Security monitored keyword of the day. We got the list of words that the Department of Homeland Security scans for on the internet, and we put one of them up every day so that every time somebody accesses our page, that keyword is in there, and all the bells start ringing over at the Department of Homeland Security. And that's how we jam up the system here, because I don't want them peeking at me. I don't have anything to hide. I'm a private person. And we do have that Fourth Amendment still out there. We're going to grab a phone call here. Joseph in New York. Aloha, Joseph. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. Claire, huh?
Aloha.
This is in reference to Matt Taibbi.
Yes.
Okay. He's been writing about the banks and what the shenanigans they've been pulling for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yes, he has. He's done marvelous, marvelous work.
Right. And the only problem I'm concerned about is this young man has spent about 2 years, or I'm sorry, about 10 years in Russia.
Okay,
as
well,
as an athlete.
Okay,
baseball.
Well, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
It has no bearing on the price of tea in China, but he spent 10 years over there. Well, look what they did to the stories coming out about Boston and the two brothers.
Well, look, Boston is a huge hoax, and they're trying to smear them. And I agree, probably the bankers are going to try and smear Matt Taibbi as well. But the reality is everything Matt Taibbi has written for Rolling Stone has checked out. And so at this point, I think as a society, we are moving away from that willingness to ignore certain people because they're demonized with a label. For many, many years, Israel has gotten away with silencing people by saying, oh, you're just being an anti-Semite. And people would say, oh, it's an anti-Semite. I can't listen to him. He's an anti-Semite. I can't listen to this person. He's a Muslim. I can't listen to that person. He's a Democrat. I can't listen to that person. He's whatever. Label is used to turn your ears off. And it is an old, old trick. I'll give you a good example. Again, going back to COINTELPRO in the 1960s, the FBI put out this Black Panther coloring book. It did not come from the Black Panthers. In fact, one of the FBI's infiltrators in the Black Panthers tried to convince them to distribute this to kids. And the Black Panthers looked at it and said, are you out of your mind? This thing was filled with all of these racist, violent illustrations. It's not even a good coloring book. It's just rough sketches of black people killing police, and the police are portrayed as actual farm animal pigs, and it was just incredibly horrific. And the FBI basically fell back on plan B. They started mailing it to households across America, and the corporate media said, this is what the Black Panthers are up to. We actually got one when I was still living with my family in West Covina, California, white neighborhood. The first thing we should have asked is, why was this sent to our mailbox? We're not black. We don't have any blacks living around us. You know, what's going on here? But we were naive back then. We still trusted the U.S. government. We still thought the corporate media was telling us what was really going on in the world. And it came out in the 1970s that the FBI had, in fact, put this coloring book out there to anger the American people, the white people. So they stopped listening to the legitimate concerns of the black community, including, bias in society, bias in the economy, and the fact that the Vietnam draft tended to put the black kids right up there on the front lines as bullet catchers, and the white kids were kept safe in the rear echelon areas. And this is the way the government works. They demonize a label. Oh, he's a blah, 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 blah. And then from then on, the media says, you don't want to listen to them. He's a blah, 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 blah. And that's what they're doing here with this idea. Ever since the fall of the Soviet Union, a lot of people go back and forth to Russia for very benign reasons. A lot of people travel there to visit the Hermitage Museum. Doesn't mean they're evil, bad people. They're just art lovers. And so I'm not surprised, or I will not be surprised, if somebody tries to smear and demonize Matt Taibbi simply because they can't refute what he's actually saying about all these frauds. Everything he told us about LIBOR turned out to be true. Mm-hmm. Everything he told us about the mortgage-backed security fraud turned out to be true. And everything that he's telling us now about this even new, larger, more horrific fraud is probably going to turn out to be true as well.
When people cannot argue the facts, they argue with an ad hominem attack to try to smear the issue. It's like squidding.
It's an old lawyer's joke. You know, mm-hmm. If the law is against you, argue the facts. If the facts are against you, argue the law. If both the facts and the law are against you, you call the other side names. And that is a very well-worn, well-known tactic. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more Claire after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Claire, you wanted to talk about...
I wanted us to all kind of be aware of this legislation that was initiated by dear Charlie Rangel, which was a new draft legislation. And as this push to war gets further and further, I am very concerned that if there is, and heaven forbid that it would happen, but an even bigger bang than we had in Boston. Mike, would you be willing to bet me that that legislation will be rushed through at that point?
I think if Boston had gotten the public reaction that was clearly intended, that draft bill would be on the floor right now. And as I said before, because Boston did not capture the American emotions the way it was clearly intended to do, we could very easily see a new event to distract from it. And again, go back to TWA 800. U.S. Navy accidentally shoots down a 747. They can't keep a lid on the story. Too many people coming forward saying, I saw a missile rise up out of that Navy exercise and kill that plane. 1 week later, Olympic Park bombing, boom. And the media drops TWA 800. They stop talking to anybody who's talking about missiles and strange behavior by the government and the search teams. And they're off to the Olympics. Change the story, change the focus. Beirut bombing, it's a huge embarrassment for the U.S. 1 week later, invade Grenada. This is how the U.S. government controls these stories.
Right.
So they didn't get any traction with Boston. I don't think they're getting traction with all this talk about weapons of mass destruction in Syria, because you remember the weapons of mass destruction stuff about Iraq. So we could very easily see in the coming weeks a new false flag terror attack that'll be bigger and bloodier and so horrific nobody will dare doubt it. And at that point, yeah, Rangel will bring his bill to the floor, and they'll have a new draft, and this draft will take girls. They're going to take girls and put them into combat roles. And again, I'm not being sexist here, but because women do reproduce the species, I think they need to be kept out of combat. They can do other things to support the war effort. But for Rangel to be out there thinking about just throwing American girls out there at risk of being killed and crippled shows he's not thinking beyond the end of the war.
Yes.
He just wants to win it now for almighty Israel, and he doesn't care what happens to the American society afterwards.
And the other thing that I worry about is that apparently now there has been a green light given to women for forward combat duties.
Mm-hmm.
And not that they can't handle it, but as you said, I do not think it is the highest and best use for women in the military to put them in combat situations.
Let me clarify that
yeah.
point, because I got some nasty emails the other day about this very
mm-hmm.
situation. If a girl wants to serve in combat,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately we know there's a bit of a problem with women on the front lines, they do get abused a lot.
Yes.
It's a huge scandal they're not talking about.
Yeah.
But if a woman really of her own volition and commitment wants to serve in combat, fine, let her.
Yes.
All right? My issue is with a government that is so unconcerned with future population rebuilding in the post-war years that they're going to put the women into combat against their will. That I do have a serious issue with.
Mm-hmm.
For roles that don't demand physical strength, because, sorry, the reality is, on average, men are stronger than your average woman. And there are some areas where the physical strength becomes a critical factor in winning and survival. But for non-physical roles,
right.
ship crews, mm-hmm. pilots, things like that, yeah, women have a role to play, and a very good one as well.
Right.
But this idea that Rangel wants to draft women into combat roles, it's wrong. I don't agree with it. I'm not being sexist. I'm trying to think about rebuilding our economy in the post-war years, because those nations that protect their women will rebuild their populations faster than those nations that lose their women in combat. And that, of course, will completely reshape the post-war economic realities.
Yes, that will definitely give those other countries that do protect their women a tremendous advantage.
Absolutely.
What is the age at which drafts can start in this bill? How young to how old?
If I recall correctly, and I could be wrong, so if somebody has updated information, please feel free to let me know. But I think mm-hmm. it's 18 through 45.
Wow.
For certain specialty areas. If you're a doctor, if you're mm-hmm. If you're an engineer, if you have skills that the military can use, they can draft you up to age 45. Thank goodness you and I are safe.
I think so.
By a huge margin.
By a very wide margin.
Actually, yes. my current draft status is 1H in the event of war. I'm a hostage.
I'd probably be one of those as well.
Okay.
Not terribly useful.
Alrighty, so you have anything else?
I think that was it for today, and thank you.
Alright, we're going to pull your microphone down, and I'm going to get on back here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Going to get back to some health issues to round out the rest of our Friday show. We've been talking a lot about Roundup weed killer, specifically the glyphosate. This was part of the whole Roundup Ready system, where you buy your GMO seeds from Monsanto that are immune to glyphosate, and then you are able to simply spray Roundup on your garden, and everything that is not GMO gets killed. Happiness abounds. Well, we know it really didn't work out too well. Weeds are, in fact, inheriting that glyphosate gene through cross-pollinization and contamination, and so now we have this whole new crop of superweeds that Roundup will not harm. And so these farmers are trapped using these very expensive GMO seeds, which produce lower yields than their natural counterparts. And more nations are saying, we don't want to buy them anyway. And these farmers are now back to dosing their fields with the very same weed killers they were using before Roundup came along. We know that glyphosate is biologically disruptive. In fact, it may be the most biologically disruptive chemical in the environment. And they're saying that glyphosate is not only harming plants, it is harming animals and humans. Remember that French study where they took rats and they fed them on organic corn, they fed them on GMO corn, and they fed them on GMO corn with the Roundup contaminants on it. And starting at 4 months, conveniently 1 month after the end of Monsanto's own safety trials, at 4 months, these rats started showing these huge tumors and reproductive problems, and basically lived, their existence was just constant sickness and premature death. And of course, Monsanto threw its considerable political and financial clout around and said, "We refuse to accept the conclusions of that study. We, Monsanto, tested it ourselves. We found it to be perfectly safe." And by the way, Monsanto's own corporate cafeterias do not serve GMO food, and neither does the White House, I found out. That's just for you serfs and you plebes to eat. And if you get sick, that's not a problem. You can go over to your local HMO and give them tons of money to make you well again. That's how it all works here. Now, we were talking earlier about CISPA, this bill that would allow complete surveillance of all your communications traffic and sharing of data, no warrants, no restrictions whatsoever. The House did pass it. It looks like we're hearing CISPA will fail in the Senate, may not even be brought to a vote because of rising opposition to the privacy concerns. We all have reasons to keep our communications private, not all of which relate to criminal or terroristic activity. We're sending little romantic messages to our significant other that is intended for her eyes only. And it's not a crime and it's not terrorism, but I don't want the FBI reading my little love notes to my wife. It's none of their business. And under the Fourth Amendment, it is none of their business. They're trying to get around that now. But it's looking like that will go down to defeat, except, of course, we are hearing that Obama has already implemented much of CISPA through executive orders and immunized the telecommunications companies. Now, there's another story out here. This was over at Refreshing News, talking about another court decision. We were talking about yesterday where a federal magistrate has set the legal precedent that your encryption key is protected by the Fifth Amendment. You cannot be compelled to provide a decryption key to somebody who wants to read whatever's on your smartphone, your laptop, whatever. And not only is that a vindication of the Fifth Amendment, it also tells us that the FBI and the NSA aren't really as good at breaking your encrypted traffic as they are trying to convince us they are. That's important. Now we're getting another court decision where a judge denied an FBI request to install a spy Trojan on a computer that would secretly turn on the webcam and simply keep a watch on the room. And the judge turned them down. Doesn't mean the FBI isn't going to do it. All it really means is any evidence collected on that surveillance camera would be inadmissible in court. But again, I don't want the webcam in my computer turning on without my permission and sending pictures of me and my wife back to the FBI, because sometimes my wife and I are doing what husbands and wives do. And that's not the government's business. Anyway. Got a phone call on the line. Clayton in Austin. Aloha, Clayton. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, I just wanted to thank you. About 2 years ago, I took your advice on getting a garden going in my backyard.
Yes.
And I've now got about 208 square feet of gardening space, and got so much I'm even selling vegetables to a local restaurant here, and not a whole lot, but a little bit. And it pays enough to cover all the costs of my garden and making it bigger, and pretty much half the backyard almost, you know, is now under production. So anyway, I just said why not and started, and had a lot of success, a lot of errors, but I would just like, I know a lot of people are buying seeds. I think that's great to have seeds, But, you know, just start with a four by four or 4x8 raised bed and start learning the seasons and how to grow, when you need to plant, when you need to have things out, because, you know, there is a learning curve there. So, so people don't, you know, think if I got my seeds, I'll just walk out one day to put them in the ground and instantly have, tons of food, you know.
It doesn't really work like that. I mean, farming is not something that people who are, need instant gratification, should be getting into, because it does take a long time. And even if you don't have a lot of ground to where you could have a completely self-sufficient garden, it's a good idea to be growing, you know, it's just a few tomatoes and a few herbs, because first of all, you know they're not GMO. And second, it's fresh. It's not something that was picked 5 time zones away while it was green and then chemically induced to ripen while it sits in the truck or the shipping container coming to you. And again, once you taste right off the vine freshness, you understand just how poor quality the supermarket's produce is going to be if you live in an area that's too far away from the areas of production. And as a matter of fact, just the other day, I mean, we have a little space here in our place, I put in a couple of planter boxes where I planted what I call my space tomatoes. And what this is many, many years ago, NASA flew several loads of tomato and basil and other seeds on the space shuttle to make up these little science classroom kits where you had seeds that had been in space, seeds that had been just on Earth Control Group, seeds that had spent a couple of months undersea at one of these undersea labs. And the idea is you'd plant them all and see if there were any differences, and it turns out there wasn't. So the popularity of these little seed packets went away. But you can still find them. And I bought a couple that I was going to help our neighbor's kids with a science fair project, but then the kids had to move away because of there was an arrest for drugs. So I finally decided, rather than let the seeds go to waste, I've put them out there, and I've got my little space tomatoes growing. And we're just, you know, there's not enough to live on, obviously, but we'll get one and cut it up for the occasional salad. But again, you're right. If you have the room to start a vegetable garden, the time to start it is right now. We're in the spring planting season, and learn the skills, because there are a lot of skills about getting them growing, getting the seedlings transplanted, fertilization, keeping the weeds out without chemicals. And of course, Monsanto doesn't want you learning how to do that. The food corporations don't want you to learn about gardening. In fact, there's this very bizarre story. This came out of the Healthy Home Economist, where this teacher, Mr. Bartlett, must be a distant relative, showed gardening tools to his class to teach these kids, and he didn't actually give the kids the gardening tools. He just showed them, these are what these are and what they do. And he got suspended. Mm-hmm. He got suspended for possessing, carrying, storing, or using a weapon. Use a gardening trowel, go to jail. What is wrong with our schools? We had that guy who called in a little earlier, says his 6-year-old is coming in, parroting this Israeli propaganda. We're fighting against Muslim terrorists. We're fighting against... Aren't schools supposed to be about learning skills and knowledge that help you survive in a modern technological society? Whatever happened to arithmetic, algebra, geometry, science, physics, chemistry? Are those completely devoid from our schools? I've noticed when I go around the local toy store, all the science and engineering toys I knew as a kid, they're just not there anymore. It's always the latest branded character from the latest Hollywood movie. And the last time I saw a chemistry set, it didn't even have chemicals in it. You got these little slips of paper that were impregnated with microscopic amounts of chemical, and you'd wet them and stick them together, and it would change color, and that was your chemistry education. When I was a kid, I used to go down to this toy store near where I lived, and they just had racks of chemical equipment, beakers, test tubes, stuff, and racks of jars full of chemicals, and you could buy whatever you needed to just conduct your own experiments. You weren't following somebody's program of mix this with this, get this color, now you're a chemist. You know, we're being dumbed down and propagandized. Our schools aren't about education any longer. They're about indoctrination. And for them to suspend this teacher for showing gardening tools to his class Don't they want these kids to be able to go out and plant and care for their own gardens? Apparently not. That will cut into Monsanto's profitability. Clayton, we're almost at the end of this segment. You got anything else to add?
No, I just wanted to thank you for getting me started. And, you know, it's a wonderful way to build community, too, because I've been able to share the vegetables and snap peas and things that I'm growing with my neighbors. And I got another neighbor now who started a small little raised bed, and it's starting to have this little domino effect down the street.
Oh, that's great.
You know, it can be a really cool thing. And,
all right, Clayton, I got to cut you off. We're coming to commercial break. Would you do me a favor and send me a photograph of your garden? I would love to see that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, fantabulous. Clayton, thank you very much for the phone call. Good luck with your gardening, and we're going to take a break for our last commercial break in the show.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
I was driving to work one morning in Austin, Texas, listening to talk radio. And I heard this guy say the Federal Reserve is a private bank that prints money out of thin air. Well, I was so amazed to be informed of this that I made his website one of my favorites and proceeded to listen to his mind-liberating audio.
Welcome back to the show. We're sort of winding our program down for Friday, heading into the weekend. Got a lot of stuff to do and take care of. We're heading out later today to to help feed Oahu's hungry, food insecure, whatever the euphemism is on that situation. A couple more stories about farming. Apparently up in Canada, their food inspection agency is on a campaign to eradicate any species of sheep that is not commercially useful to the large corporations, and there's a big stink regarding these rare Shropshire sheep at the Whole Earth Farm Studio. And they're out there saying, you have to get rid of these kinds of sheep. They're a threat to the commercially viable and profitable sheep. Apparently, they were killing sheep that were perfectly healthy. We're doing it just in case. It's a preemptive sheep aside. And again, it's all about erasing people's ability to fend for themselves, grow the food they want to grow the sheep they want to grow, and keep our dependence on the corporations. It's enforced dependency, and enforced dependency is slavery here. Another interesting story, apparently this is up in Vermont, where this farmer was apparently arrested for marijuana possession. And he took his farm tractor and he ran over 8 vehicles in the parking lot of the Vermont police station. He flattened 7 marked police cruisers and 1 unmarked police car at the Orleans County Sheriff's Department in Derby, Vermont. I'm having a really hard time waving my finger at him. I imagine he's in a lot more trouble than just for possession of marijuana, but those New Englanders, they're fiercely independent here. Oh, let's see. We already talked about this before. Nevada is busing their mentally ill patients to other cities around the country to get rid of them. Detroit area police are dumping the homeless outside. We're too busy propping up the banks. We can't take care of you, American people. We're too busy keeping Wall Street healthy. Let's see. Apparently, there has been a complete, utter failure of the latest HIV treatment. Remember, nobody's looking for a cure. They're looking for treatments. And apparently, after a 4-year trial, they found out this latest HIV vaccine just doesn't work at all. Up in Canada, they just came out with a documentary called Drug Reactions. They're getting it about SSRIs. There's this whole documentary where they're out there saying there is a huge problem with these prescription antidepressants causing people to go postal, to start killing others and themselves and commit strange acts of bizarre behavior. The Canadians get it. Corporate media in the U.S. won't touch it. Congress held hearings. They won't do anything. All hail the mighty Monsanto dollar. Bow down before Monsanto's dollars. We can never question the huge and mighty Monsanto. Don't forget, if you want to avoid GMO, buy kosher. Kosher certification does not allow GMO. Don't need no GMO labeling law now. We'll be back Monday. Until then, have a good weekend. Please make a point of sharing what you know with all your friends, family, and neighbors. Please spread the word about Republic Broadcasting. Our audience is growing, but we need to reach the people who haven't yet figured out what's going on. We need to evangelize the truth. Thank you for your help. Aloha, America.